Alrighty, well, that's a good thing. Alrighty, good evening everyone. This is Gordon Double, Bergen County Amateur Radio Met. 5 megahertz. Feeder repeater is a bench up. Call 1213. Of course, this is my purpose of this net is to support emergency preparedness in general. While it is not a traffic net, we will traffic. Its primary purpose is to exchange. So, no further ado, are there any call signs to use the alpha please call? Call sign, your name, appointment, or repair. Just call. Alpha's heard, how about Kilo?
NJ2BS, repeat.
And that control Kilo 2, Lima Alpha X-ray.
Don, greetings, other Kilos.
W2TTT. This is KD2BKD, Bob in Park Ridge.
Bob, the other Kilos. Alrighty, how about November's?
That control. November 2, Hotel, India, Papa, Bob, Clifton.
Bob, welcome aboard. Any other November's? Say nothing heard. How about Whiskey?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, no appointments.
Okay, very good, Bob. Good evening. Any other?
W2CGG. Here is Whiskey 2, Victor Tango, Victor John.
John, greetings on RF. You're a little spotty, but we gotcha. Any other whiskeys? Okay, the repeater is also supported by the Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta. Echo Link? Are there any stations on the Echo Link? Okay, nothing heard. One more time, any station on RF? Alrighty, well, very good. Well, we do have a couple of announcements tonight. Number one, Morris County running the chapel run. On Saturday, May 4th, looking for volunteers, chapel run. It is both a 5K or 10K, but it's also a family run. Very fun event. He does need to kind of a dozen operating functions, lend a hand, and there from early morning to just very early afternoon. Great, pretty quick event. A lot of fun, and I think you get your collection. If I recall, Rick W2LCN formerly ran that, but right now he's up to his eyeballs and yet another child and a new house, and so he'll just be happy if he can get away to operate for Mr. Dave. Just FYI, Dave is a soon to graduate former engineer in the upcoming years, so guys who are both technical and also willing to help out with the other event that we have coming, third weekend in August, Bay County Fair. It's actually more than that. We've Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But that's coming up, and you'll hear more about that. I would like John to talk about the 5-watt challenge, which is also coming. Pardon me. And just for those who are asking or interested, my recovery continues. So, with no further ado, let's go through LAX.
W2TTT, K2LAX, no comments, no traffic, and glad you're recovering well. Over.
You didn't even give me a chance for a mouthful of ice cream. Gee. Okay, very good, John. And thank you for covering on many of the nets. Appreciate it. Alrighty, KD2BKD.
WTTT in the group, this is KD2BKD. Not much to report. Just been playing around with APRS. It seems like APRS is pretty sketchy over here in the Pascack Valley. I did get some a little further east, but hopefully I'm going to work that out and put some APRS gateway or something over here in Pascack Valley. This is KD2BKD, back to net.
I think, Bob, in the northern part of the, the northern stream of Pascack Valley, that would be really good. Slightly elevated above base west, lovely. So if you could dedicate an antenna to that purpose, that would be lovely. High gate and all the other good stuff. Ollie can help you with how we configure the node up at, that seems to be providing some good coverage down that way. But we need more of these things clear. TP-ing eye gates would be a very nice to improve the coverage. On a related note to that, by the way, kind of on a split air, Ali got his APRS working HD. Now he's going to go back and look at his preventer, sort of like an MD380G. I had a chance to get upstairs to the computer to program my 380G, but I'll do the same thing. Once we get it working, the next thing will be to see if we can get him on Garrett Mountain to track individuals. Alrighty, moving right along. N2HIP.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2NZ.
Okay, W2NZ, I got you. Stand by, N2HIP, go ahead.
This is N2HIP. I got 40 meters back up, and hopefully I'll be able to drop the 80-meter vertical. Mist getting on Sunday nights. The last storm we had took one of the legs of the cap hat and brought it down into the 40, and it just gives me an SWR that I can't get out of anything lower than 4.0, and that's useless to me. So I'm getting back online after the storms. Back to net.
That's an important thing to do. Glad to hear that's happening. Excellent. Alrighty, WA2IFC.
WA2IFC, Bob here. Gordon, your audio is quite slow, just so you know. And other than that, was wondering, I seem to have no tunnels coming to me in my Arden nodes. I'm not sure why that happened. Anyway, back to net.
Hey, Bob, we'll have to find out what's going on with that, because I know Randy was playing around with his. I know my other link to him is not working right now. I suspect that's related. Alrighty. What do you call it? W2VTV.
W2TTT and the Burton County Aries Net. Getting to all. I think the reason why you couldn't hear me before, Gordon, is I had the transceiver set at 5 watts. Is it better now?
We're Q50, man.
Excellent, very good. Again, good evening to everyone. Just a couple of quick things. Of course, I'm doing the commercial for Aries Connect. So if you haven't signed up for it or registered for it yet, please do so. And if you are already registered, make sure you sign up for the nets that you anticipate participating in. I keep track of these things, and it's good to see the people that had signed up for tonight's net. Let me let it drop. And my second piece of commercial is hawking for the Northern New Jersey Aries 5-Watt Challenge, which will be on Saturday, April 13th. 5 watts only, no internet connection, no commercial power if you can. All the information will be either on the Aries Connect page when you sign up for it there, or you can go to the Facebook page, the information's there, and I believe Rob just put that information out on the newsletter, so please share it with your club members and your friends. I like to get, we had pretty close to 30 participants last year, and let's see if we get that number to go up a little bit. So thank you for the commercial time there, Gordon. Back to you, W2TTT in the net.
Yeah, actually, I was going to. I had changed the profile. I think it's right, like, such that people can add themselves to all the events, to all the net events that we have scheduled here. You're welcome to do so. And note your own attendance. There, if you would. You can also go back over past nets, going back to the first of the year, and clean those up too. So if you know, feel free to log in and select the next question and add yourself. And it's actually done. Let's see, what else? Oh, W2NZ. Over to you, Tom. How are you this morning? Or maybe not. Okay. Anybody else for the Burton County Amateur Radio Emergency Services net? sorts. Because you have a lot of different audiences. I am looking to replace a headset I bought from a company maybe 10 years ago. And I know the company still exists, but I want to see if they were called Cobalt or something like that, but they're basically a VAR for Motorola. They can sell you a Motorola headset for any radio except for a Motorola. And they were behind the ear, they hooked on your ears and had temple transducers and a boom microphone, and I had it set up for Kenwood radio. But, you know, things being what they are, it got destroyed after a few years, about a couple of years ago. I'd like to go buy a new one, but I think the company called Cobalt. I have to go look around, but I'll tell you, having a headset, a dual-ear headset that you need to have, you know, the audio pumped into both ears, you use two different radios, one into each ear, with a dual push to talk, and still not have your ears covered is lovely. I cannot emphasize that enough. And as we come up to these events in the spring, you might want to consider it. They're a little pricey, around $200, but I can tell you I got great use out of it for the best part of a decade, and I strongly encourage such a thing. So when I get the information and I dig it out, I will forward it out on the usual set of links. But I got to tell you, outstanding piece of equipment to have. Anybody else for the net at this time? Anybody have any secondary comments they'd like to make? Okay, well, keep in mind that, you know, we do have the 5-watt challenge coming up, and it's an expanded format this year, which I kind of like. So do keep that in mind, and as John says, 5 watts, preferably no AC main, and no internet, all kinds of other goodies. So it's a lot of fun. We also have, starting in April, the various VHF sprints. By the way, do not exclude FM, so I would encourage you to think about those as well. They're good in all modes, and outside or at home units. There's usually one on 2 meters on a Monday night, next week on 220 on a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night, third week. I think then you go a week and a half on Saturday, the 6-meter one. Very, very fun event. Use all manner of modes. I would encourage you to participate, start with your skills. And, before you know it, we'll be in we'll run the walks, and we'll have the triathlon in New York. It was a half marathon a week ago, and I think Ollie and Inter-US. So all kinds of good events. Of course, we have Field Day, and then there's a portable day for Barra and Fairlawn in May. So we've got a lot of outdoor activities waiting to self-organize for your outdoor operations, so I'd encourage you to do that. So anybody else, last comments for the net?
KD2BKD.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, I don't know if you mentioned it, this Sunday night, I missed it, I just had to walk away for a second. This Sunday night from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock is the 2-meter FM Simplex. It's not a contest, just get together, it's a fun night. 6 to 8 o'clock this Sunday, 2-meter FM.
Any channel or start on 5-2 and then go somewhere else?
5-2 and go on somewhere else.
There you go. Okay, that's good. So 6 to 8 o'clock Sunday night. That's another great event. And find out what your simplex range is like. By then, I should be able to do the stairs to the third floor and not kill myself. That's pretty good, too. So what the heck. I might show up with a 746 Pro on 2 meters, 100 watts, on a 40 ampere hour lithium battery. So what the heck, my mode of operation into a 7144. That sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe I'll do that. Anybody else anything for the next? You do grow. Just a reference.
the TechNet does start at 9 o'clock, and we will be discussing, among other things, APRS via DMR, other APRS, and also All-Star Gateway linking with and without the Internet, by the way. So we'll talk about that some more, among other topics. So 73 to everyone. I wish everyone a fine evening in SNET or any others. W2, TTT, also clear, returning.
W2NZ, this is KD2BKD. Let me look at the antenna outside and see where it's pointed. Hopefully it didn't fall down. Hopefully I should be coming in pretty good for you. I know Gordon was a little scratchy there, but that is not on the Echolink side. I should be coming in loud and clear.
Bob, yeah, you definitely are coming in clear, but the channel, when it picks up the RF, it's also picking up the static, so I don't know what that is a function of, but it's coming in here to my shack, to RF as well as Echolink, over.
Yeah, let's try this for once. Radio is all plugged in. Should be going outside. Let's see if that works. How's that?
To the repeater is scratchy. So, Bob, I did hear you say you were going to check the antenna. Make sure that box on is pointed directly at the repeater. We've had a couple of windy days. Back to Bob.
NZ2K disconnected.
WA2UMP. How is this? I checked the antenna. It doesn't look bad. It's a little rainy. Don't know if that has anything to do with it. I'm less than 2 miles. Line of sight to it, except a few little trees, but there's no leaves right now. So it should be good.
You're sounding okay now. Gordon was kind of scratchy, and it sounded like the link was going in and out. When he was fading, it sounded like the link was disconnecting, almost like there was a box type of effect. At least subjectively, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, you're coming in clear. I can hear you. There is some kind of a background noise. I'm not sure what that is, but I heard it basically when everybody was speaking. I think it may have to do with the rain and the antenna on the Blue Hill building, but that's just a guess. This is KD2BKD.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, Bob. Thank you for Thank you for setting that up and staying on top of it. Much appreciated.
Hey, Bob, I have an idea. Can you check, I mean, after the net, after the check net, maybe you and I can run a test where you dial up 146.61, the different CL, with the echo link box. I would be very curious as to what your signal sounds like when you do that.
Yeah, I'm not on EchoLink. You're not on EchoLink either. And you're coming in scratchy also, not as good as I would typically hear someone. I believe you're in Oakland, and I believe I typically hear you very well.
No, John LAX is in Oakland. I'm in Bergen. But what I'm getting at is that I'm wondering, I want to separate the characteristics of the EchoLink. The characteristics of the repeater by changing the repeater. In fact, we could even put it on. We could even put it on 955 just for a couple of minutes just to test it out.
Okay. After the TechNet, that sounds good. Be clear. Is this W2TTT?
Yes, this is W2TTT.
Okay, for some reason you're sounding a little different. I don't know. It's not sounding as clear as it typically sounds. So I'll just be on the side, and you should be starting the tech net right now.
Well, let me try high power. I just realized it's low power. Stand by. Any better, Bob?
Oh, yes. That's much better.
Okay. Yeah, somehow I've accidentally pushed the wrong button and put this radio into low power, so now it's medium power. That should be better. Okay. But I do want to just try it on a different repeater just so we can understand the characteristics of the echo link versus that of the repeater, 5955 or something else like that. If it's something that, you know, you're nearby or something will work well. Alrighty. Anybody have an emergency or party traffic before we start the night? Good call, KTBAR. Alrighty, very good. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. I'll be operating at KTBAR. The 2-meter repeater at the 2-meter station at the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. This is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Festival. That is conducted weekly on a frequency 146.835. 2-meter repeater is entered for 7273 Amateur Radio Club. EL is 151.4. And the offset is -600. We hope that you'll join us tonight for the net. The purpose of the net is to have a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, and the way we operate, the natural science is part of operating, things that make the propagation and all the effects of radio communications work. It's also an opportunity to exchange items to sell, want, or swap items. We hope you'll participate even if you are not having one of those things. So that way we can tailor the net to your needs. We don't know you're there. We can't really do that. Alrighty, so with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Alpha, please call. Yeah. Alright, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Kilo.
W2TTDR, K2BAR. This is KD2BKD. Yeah, you're coming in a little scratchy. That's it. And, yeah, I had some comments in that on APRS.
Okay, let me see if I get my power up. Is this any better?
Not really. There's still, you're not full quieting.
Oh, there we go. That's probably better.
A little bit.
Best I can do on an HT with a J-pole in the living room. Alrighty, we'll work on that. So you have a comment. Very good, Bob. Any other kilos?
How about Novembers? How about those ever popular whiskeys?
Good evening, Gordon and Nanette. This is Jim, WA2UMP, in Sussex County, New Jersey, with some comments and ideas on linking experiments and some possible ideas for linking this repeater back to net control.
Very good, Jim. We can certainly handle that. Any other whiskey?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob here, and as I mentioned half hour ago, been having some tunnel trouble, over.
Yeah, I think that one's pretty easy to resolve, but you have to figure out where the holes are. Very good, Bob. Any other whiskey?
This is W2NZ, Tom and Paranis. Back to net.
Tom, very good. Got you as well. Any other whiskey? All right. Any other call sign, any or anybody else on Echo, for that matter? All righty. Well, let's get to it. Your ball first. Keep the air.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Yeah, K2BAR in the group. This is KD2BKD. Yeah, I've been doing some experiments with APRS. Basically, got a cable between old cell phone. Cell phone's not working with any service. I've got the APRS Droid app on there. I got that hooked to Wushan HT. Driving around in the car. I know it's only 5 watts. It's on a nice antenna center mounted on the roof. Take some rides around and near my house in Upper Pascack Valley. Not so much. I'd have to be after Rivervale or Old Tappan. The Westchester Aries has a gateway over there. I can hit that. I guess that's what got me on there. I can see some people in the area. And it builds up, and but closer to my house, nothing really here. I know who is it? Ali set up something on Garrett Mountain. I'm guessing that's with a Raspberry Pi. I don't know if it's a two-way. Let me drop it. I don't know if what he set up is a two-way communication or just a gateway. A gateway you can use just a simple SDR, software-defined radio, connected to an antenna. So it's only receiving, and it takes that information and dumps it onto the Internet. But that doesn't really help with transmitting around this particular area. So just wondering what I can do with that and what's the suggestion. This is KD2BKD, back to net.
Okay, so to answer your question, the APRS device that Rifle Camp Park, in fact, an iGate, bidirectional iGate, and itchy Peter, it hears a lot of stuff, and if it's senses that something's been repeated already, generally will not repeat. So that's all. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect is that, and it's a function of the topology. You get close to your house, you are heavily shielded to the east, where WB2's dead IIs, APRS, which is here, is located, and iGate, by the way. And so you're not going to get into that as well or hear it as well. So, yeah, I think your idea of putting something in the Pascack Valley would make a lot of sense, especially the northern part of the valley. I think also Bruce, W2SC, was interested in that. And to be honest, I would not discourage him from doing it either. Northern Valley to your east. Again, another dimple of 100 feet or so of rock that goes north-south. I think it would perform, I think both would form adequate, well, you know, yeoman service in covering the parallel valleys to the northern end of the county. So I would discuss that with Bruce. He was looking to do it only with Steve only. But so whether it's just Steve only or digi feeding, great to have both capabilities. And I think the only other site we have around here is N5CAT in Waldwick, and that's a fill-in. That's pretty much all I know about that. Anybody else have any comments about APRS? Alrighty. Well, I do beacon my location at home, just as nothing else, to show how much variance there is in the GPS reading. I do not use a fixed reading, and I watch my house bounce around the neighborhood. If my wife or I are out in the car, we generally also put the dash 9 box up on the car, dash 9. I see our travels there. But that's all I have in the way of information regarding stuff here in this part of the world. It would be great to have something other locations. We also want to get messaging going. So tell us how you connected your cell phone to your Alpha radio. I'm curious. KD2BKD.
Okay, this is KD2BKD. There's a cable you can buy on Amazon. I don't know, it's $20. By the time I make one, it's more than $20 in parts, so I figured I'd just go buy the cable. It has some little safety things in there and that for too much volume so it doesn't mess up your microphone circuit in the cell phone. I got APRS Droid. I got it directly off the web. You can also get it from the Play Store and pay $5 for it, but I just got it off of the web and loaded it in to the phone. It uses Vox for it, and you can set all the different parameters. It's a very nice application. And they also have one for iPhone. It's called something different, but I guess it's very much the same. You can also use the application without a phone if you wanted to output that information via mobile data. And it will also show you the location on the map of the different people around you or different APRS devices. And it will give you a list of all the different settings. You can set it for 30 minutes, 2 hours, or whatever. And you can see people traveling, and I have seen you travel with it yesterday, I believe, Gordon, and seen your house and I've also got into Ali's setup in Garrett Mountain. And
hey, Bob, did you drop it?
Yeah, I dropped it. I know Bruce was working on that. I never saw anything on APRS, but I'll talk to him and see. If he has it, there's no need for me to have it. I'm basically line of sight to him, less than 1 mile. He's a little taller on a hill on the other side of town. So this is KD2BKD back to net.
Well, for some reason I thought he was over to the east of you guys and south, but okay. Very good. That's good to know. Somehow I thought he was off of Piermont Road or something. So you're saying he's off of the east of that. Okay. Well, one of you should in that world, and we still need somebody over on the north end of Piermont Road. Stay out near where the old Kmart is. That would be perfect. If somebody has to press go up on top of the hill there, like up Brooklyn Road or something, that would be really nice. Heck, maybe we can get one of the council camps, put it up there and be done with it. They fill in that area of the world. Alrighty. Let's
see. Anybody else have any comments on this ATRS topic? Alrighty. Bob, Julian, what would you like to add?
Yeah, just to tell you why I've always been interested in APRS, but when one does the VHF rover contest, many of the rovers use APRS to spot the other one, and I just wanted to make sure that I had this. Looking at different radios and that have this feature, but I just wanted to play around with it and see what I could get an old cell phone working with an HT and only spending $20. So that's why I'm doing this and seeing the dead spot. So this is KD2BKD back to net.
That sounds great. At some point, could you either email me or contact group or whichever the email the reference to where we get that sent? That sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a wonderful idea, actually. I've got a couple of old tablets, the Android tablets, and or phones, and they would be wonderful platforms for that kind of thing. I also spotted on Woot last week, a five-pack of UV5Rs for $100, and both Dave, Andrew USK, and I bought some. Gave one to Ali, gave another one to Dave, the other ones, but I was thinking of VRS and or for MP63, one of those kind of functions that came to mind. Alrighty, before you change subjects, anybody else have anything on this topic? Alrighty, let's go to Bob's topic, WA2ISD. I think the issue there is that Randy took down his portal, a lot of the guys in New Jersey, well, and he's got some of it pointed a separate net going. Gas stations in New Jersey don't have any of the remote stuff. Probably need to ask him to bring that back up, because I also had a separate node that was not connected to my New Jersey net. You might want to ask him to bring it up. If he doesn't want to do that, then you might ask Mark to bring it up. But the whole point is not to have, stations in New Zealand and things like that, as part of our local net. I think that was the issue.
Okay, Gordon, K2BAR, this is WA2ISC. I was just trying to figure out, because I have another tunnel that goes out to California, which is probably why you've been seeing the New Zealand stations, but even that one went dead. I appear to be isolated from everything right now, so I was wondering, I suppose it must have been something that gone wrong with my system, but rebooted things, but it didn't help. Anyway, back to net.
Okay, well, the connectivity to the station in California is totally independent. I have no idea what that's about. That's not where the New Zealand connects from Randy or from Mark via Randy. But Randy had a 5525 and a 5526 network, basically, that he was maintaining on ports. And so I know I was talking to him on a 5526. He had multiple port forwarding going on. He had ran so many tunnels that he was actually running out of gas. He may have taken down the 5526 one for now. But, again, I'm not exactly sure what. We'll see. Alrighty. I would check with Randy, okay?
Okay, Gordon. I'll see what I can find out. Anyway, K2BAR, back to net.
Yeah, FYI, I wouldn't mind having it, because I set up a provision for me to cross one of the two,
if I needed to do something really quick, I could connect the two nets together, do what I had to do, and then disconnect them. So the anger of the New Jersey only crowd. We do have guys who only want to really connect to those in New Jersey or metropolitan New York area, and not half the world, for obvious reasons. Alrighty. WA2UMP, your turn. Take the air.
Okay, good evening, Gordon and the net. Hope all is well. What I'd like to just touch base with is linking. And as you know, as most of you know, I've been running a net, which is now on a DMR talk group called STEM. It stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. We moved it from the New York State DMR talk group. So more folks join, we link that DMR net to EchoLink. You can hear my all-star node in the background. We linked it to EchoLink, and the best way to do that was from All-Star, and that had some advantages in itself, because now you there's 11,000 analog All-Star nodes out there, and you can link to one or more of them. So let me let it drop a second. Okay, so we reach a wider crowd, a more diverse group, by having these other portals, not just DMR, but folks are traveling, they can join through EchoLink, and we can link in other analog repeaters through All-Star. So a reason I bring this up on the net, I was wondering if you know, you guys would also like to benefit from linking to All-Star and to DMR. Right now you're linked to EchoLink, but through the magic of All-Star, you could also link to DMR and All-Star. Give you more flexibility and reach a more people and more possibly more diverse group. So something to consider. So with that in mind, I ran a couple of experiments with partial success. So indicates that there may be some way to accomplish this, but we're still going to require a little work. Let me let it drop a minute. Okay, so the experiment I did was I linked my All-Star node to STEM, and then I linked to EchoLink on Bob's EchoLink node. Linking those two, I was able to talk from the DMR on STEM to the repeater. And I was also able to get on my analog radio, which I have set up for 220, and also communicate with the repeater. The audio quality was not great, and it kept, dropping in and out. In retrospect, a part of that was because Gordon's signal was kind of dropping in and out this afternoon. But I still think it needs a little bit more refinement, a little bit more experimentation, and possibly, if this is something you guys would like to do, something that, we could consider further. But certainly your call. Let me let it drop one more second. Okay, so with that, let me turn it back to net control, W2TTT, WA2UMP.
Well, I'm definitely in favor of it. So the question is, in what form should it come? It would probably be a little less delay-ridden if the node that Bob ran was upgraded to an All-Star node. But you know, that's between you and Bob. If he doesn't want to do it, then you are welcome to do it. That's kind of how I see it. So I think it's a great idea. For those of you who are listening in the background, as Jim was talking, I dialed up on another HT 3163 talker, and it was just a STEM talker, and was appearing on the audio in the background. So I think that's a great idea, and it would add a lot of value to this net. I'm not so sure for the Aries net, but certainly for this net it would be fine. At least at this time. So let's work on that. Work better, all the better. Anybody have any comments on this? W2TTTTTAR.
82, BKD.
Robert.
Okay, sure. If you wanted to host that from my location, which is less than 2 miles to this particular repeater. I have to, the antenna, I'm going to upgrade that antenna and put it on the roof. Right now it's at ground level, just in front of the garage, pointed in the right direction. If there was no trees in the way, I could see the Blue Hill building. I wanted to upgrade this computer into a Raspberry Pi to do this exact thing, and I believe the All-Star node would use the same software for Echolink and All-Star and be run on one Raspberry Pi. So this is KD2BKD, back to net.
Okay, very good, Bob. Well, work with Jim, and we can go from there. The other approach we might want to do is also link in the 6-1 repeater. That's another goal of ours. 146.61, so we get some coverage to the south, because this repeater is, he's got noise issues, so certainly do that with 6-1. And, you know, between the APRS and possibly the addition of a 31630 to DMR repeater, we've got a lot of balls in the air. Definitely want to get the APRS working through that too, DMR and APRS. So, you know, it's all good. Anybody else have any comments? Okay, Jim, over to you with your comments, if any.
Sure, yeah. Bob, maybe you and I could do some experiments, a couple more proof of concept experiments. It wouldn't involve a lot of money. You need a Raspberry Pi, 3D Plus works best. You could hook up your All-Star node and make it a web transceiver or, an RF node. The choice would be yours. I think what it would look like, it would be a RF node. You set up the All-Star node. You could link directly from All-Star to Echolink, and then you would need a transceiver. A transceiver and the interface device. The interface would cost about $50. You'd need a transceiver that had a digital port, like an Elenco. Okay, the Elencos work real well. And then to get the DMR, you install a application called DB Switch, and I can send you a YouTube on that. You'll have a lot of fun with All-Star. It has a lot of capability, and the DB Switch will give you the capability of linking in the DMR, as I mentioned. So just food for thought and ideas for things possibly in the near term and the future, all in the interest of science and fun. So with that, let me turn it back to Net Control, and Bob, I'll get in touch with you, and we could do some experiments so you could see what it does and doesn't do. Back to Net Control.
Yeah, KD2BKD, go ahead.
Okay, this is KD2BKD. Yeah, that sounds good. You can either send it to me directly, or if you wanted to send it to the contact group, Jim, that's also good. Let some other people look and see what it involves. But yeah, that's not a problem. That's just another project. I like to be busy working on projects like this, and this is a great one. So this is KD2BKD, back to net.
I actually have a question for Jim. What is this $50 interface?
Oh, the $50 interface. The $50 interface goes between the radio and the Raspberry Pi. So it connects up from a DB9 to a US, they give you to a USB to DB9 interface, and that controls the radio. You go on repeaterbuilder.com and look at their URI, okay? There's also another type that's more generic, the ASA rewire, the DB9, but they make them for each specific radio. I bought the one for Elenco, and it cost $50. So your investment would consist of the $50 URI, a Raspberry Pi. You can download the software, and you need a transceiver that has a data port. Elenco is easy to work with. That's your whole investment, not to mention the antenna. Back to net control.
Okay. I mean, could you use something like a Biafung as a pinch?
Yes, you can. And you don't need the $50 interface. What you do is, if you go online, if you can Google it, and I know Bob enjoys this type of project, you can rewire a Baofeng, a $25 Baofeng, to a DB9, and that'll be your radio and your interface all in one. So you can reduce the investment if you don't have the radio or if you don't want to buy the interface. Those plans are online, and you could just Google it and see.
Choice. Okay, very good. So either use repeater builder, go to URI, look for the URI, or go the 9 interface for the Baofeng to make it work with All-Star. That sounds great. Anybody else have any comments? Alrighty. Any more on this topic from anybody else? Okay. Then we'll call it quits there. Alrighty. Any other topics, any other check-ins for the net, et cetera, et cetera? Well, it's not exactly been the longest net, but boy, it's been pretty intense. Lots of information. We've covered APRS, we covered mesh, tunneling, covered All-Star linking and Echo Link linking. That's pretty intense. Alrighty, so I will suggest that we wish everybody a good night. We'll secure the net, and we're going to test mode here with some other things. So I want to thank everyone for their participation and wish everyone a fine week. You charge up your batteries, you never know, and look forward to working you coming week. Keep in mind, there's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. FM activity on Sunday night. Feel free to get up on 146.52 and then move off to other channels. People, it's not a contest, it's just a fun event. Work FM. Thank KTBAR. WG2TT. And Bob, do you want to try 146.61 maybe?
Yeah, I can do that. But what am I changing 146.61? What radio?
The actual Echo Link radio. So, radio dash your Echo Link, you would dial 146.61 and change the PL to 141.3.
That's a little tricky because I can't program this through the front panel as the display does not work. This is a Wushan radio that the display went out, so I don't even know what buttons I'm pressed. So I basically just programmed it with the one frequency in it, with the one PL tone, so I'd have to go
and reprogram the radio to do that. And that'll take me some time. I have to boot up the computer and find the cables and everything. So I don't know if right now is the best time for that.
No, clearly not. However, since you problem, I have a specially beat up Ushan HD that the only thing wrong with it is that its antenna connector has been gone. So it just needs an antenna pigtail. And next time I see you at a night or a, what do you call it? Next time I see you at night or at a bar, I will bring it, and I will get that way. You at least have a front panel accessible radio for that. And, what do you call it? Again, the only thing you'll need to do is, hack in a new antenna connector.
Oh, that'd be very good, very good. Thanks for that, and I look forward to that. This is KD2, BKD.
All right, so we'll get on that test another night. That's no big deal. The PL for the 141.3 is not the old 151.1.
What it is. Anyway,
Jim was squawking on DMR 31630. Yeah. Go up there real quick so I know this line. And then I'm going to project. I've been building little packages of cellular gateway, the router board mesh node, and a, a Raspberry Pi with an internal battery. It seems to be working darn well. It also has a temperature sensor in it, so it's something to do. And the cellular modem that I have has the ability to have an uplink that's Wi-Fi. So when the box is home, it doesn't fuck up my data plan. It flashes onto the home network and goes from there. And I may actually subscribe them to Optimum as a second choice. So that way, if I take them out of the house, they do that. But as a cellular offload, because there's not a big data requirement here, but it's enough so that it would be annoying, especially with mesh node chirping away, changing the OLSR table. So we'll see. Anyway, 7-3 for now. We'll talk later.
Yeah, and on the Echolink, WA2 UMP, Jim was sounding very good on the radio. W2NZ, not as good. I think he may have had his microphone gain set too high, and maybe he has some other audio stuff on his side, but Jim was sounding real good. So this is KD2BKD, I have 73.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yeah, well, you're about the only person I know who fully quiets this repeater. I don't even think you're echoing, though. But when you're on RF on this repeater, it sounds outstanding. The echo light is good. So even if there's nobody on the echo link, you just get a chunk. You can hear RF, useful RF hash, like eggs frying, like it's not quite strong enough for fine time. And it has to do with the way the squirrel circuit made a few little bumper. And it's probably old and beat up and probably needs to be replaced. That's a whole another kettle of fish. All right, KD2BKD, W2T70.
WA2UMP disconnected. KD2RPF disconnected. W2NZ disconnected.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Connected, NZ2K.
There is NZ2K.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
NZ2K disconnected.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2UBS, repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2.